Hello, good morning, Sarah. Available, please.
Sarah speaking.
Hi, Sarah. How are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in relation to your compensation for your Scottish redress. Is that correct?
Yeah, I just wanted to inquire a little bit more about it, to be honest.
Yeah, no problem at all. That's fine. Okay, so my name is James Thompson. I am from MMA Legal. We've been allocated your case. We're one of seven solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. Now, have you been in within the care system before the age, before the year 2004? You'll qualify for a compensation payment from Scottish Redress for any abuse that's been sustained or witnessed, okay? Now, the average compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, it can be more than that. This call today is literally just so we can set up your case file. Once we've done that, you'll then receive a call from the legal team within around about 7 to 14 days, and they'll let you know how much they're going in for in regards to compensation, if you agree with that, and then they'll give you a time frame of how long it's going to take.
Right.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant, Sarah. So once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. You can save this number. I am contactable at any time if you do have any questions regarding your case. Okay. So Sarah, I'm just going to go for a claim report. Like I said, it takes maximum 5 to 7 minutes maximum, and then I'll let you know what's going to happen then moving forward. Okay.
No worries.
Brilliant. Thank you. So I'm just going to confirm a few details. I've got your surname as Lawson, L-A-W-S-O-N. Is that right?
That's right.
Brilliant. Okay. We try not to divulge as much information from the past as we can appreciate. It can be a little bit distressing. So we just what we'll do, we'll go for a few questions. If none of them apply to you, then you don't have to answer them. You can just say skip and we can move on. Okay.
No worries.
Brilliant. So can you just confirm your date of birth, please, Sarah?
21/09/1977.
21/09/1977, was that?
Yes.
Brilliant. Just don't care me a moment. Okay. I've got an email address, sarahlawson102@btinternet.com. Is that right?
That's right, yep.
Brilliant stuff. Best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 832.
That's right.
Brilliant. Sarah, can I just ask, is it Miss, Ms or Mrs?
It's Miss.
That's fine.
Quite happily single.
It's no problem at all. Okay, I'm just setting up your file now. It won't be a moment. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, in relation to the application, we do have to confirm. Can you just confirm your first line of your address and postcode, please?
My home address at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah, 71 Scott Road, Scott with two T's.
Yep, and postcode?
Kilo Yankee 6. One Alpha Foxtrot.
Brilliant stuff, that's fine. He said he was 71, sorry.
71, yeah.
71, that's fine, no problem at all. Okay, we do go quiet through the call. I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating your reports, okay. I don't wish for you to think I'm being rude.
No,
I'm not. Thank you. Okay, so first question we need to ask in relation to the compensation for redress. Do you have a terminal illness at all, Sarah?
I don't know.
Okay, that's fine. Now, I do need to place onto your report as well. It's vitally important, this question. We have to place a beneficiary onto your report, so it's a next of kin. What this means, due to the substantial amount the compensation is coming in at average, like I say, it's around about 45,000. In some cases, it can be more. Now, the compensation's not there to heal any scars from the past. It's mainly there just to provide a brighter future for yourself or for your family members in any way, shape or form, okay? We need to put a beneficiary next of kin down on your report. What this means, do you not?
No.
Okay, what this means...
I'm estranged from my daughter. We've not spoken for a few years now.
Right, that's fair enough. Okay, I will place... Basically, what happens, if anything was to happen to you and you couldn't receive the money, do you know anybody you'd like the money to go to, or...?
I really didn't have much in the way of family left, and the family I've got, I didn't really speak to you. So,
okay. No. Right, I'll place no down for a beneficiary on there, okay. Give me just one moment there, Sarah. That's perfectly fine. Okay, so we need to go into the care settings situation now. So I'm just going to ask you, Sarah, do you remember how old you were when you first entered child care services or an institution at all?
I was 14.
Okay. So 14. 1977, it would have been around about 1991,
early
is that correct?
Yeah, early
1990. Yeah, 1990. Oh, 77. Yes, yeah, so it would have been around about 1990. Okay. Yeah, that, okay, that's fine. Okay, the name of the children's home or institution that you was in, do you recall the name of that so I can pull up the records?
I was two, actually.
Okay,
my
first one?
Placement was Playfield House, and that was part of the Feeding Mental Hospital.
Okay, and that was in Scotland, yes?
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can pull records up for Playfield House. Bear with me a moment. Was that in Fife, by any chance?
It is, yeah.
It is, yeah. I can just see on the record here. It won't be a moment. Okay. I'm going to pull the address up as well from the records. There won't be a moment, Sarah.
I think I was only weeks in there, though, before I went to Rimbleton House.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll just place that down in there, because there will be records of you being there, okay? So you said you was only in there for a few weeks?
I think so, yeah. It was pretty short term.
Okay.
But I think it was only a couple of weeks, maybe.
Okay. That's fine. I need to ask you this question. So within Playfield House, did you suffer any mental, physical or sexual abuse?
I witnessed someone trying to commit suicide.
Okay, I just need to put that on there, okay?
They tried to hang themselves in the bathroom.
Was it a child or was it an adult?
No, another child.
Okay, bear with me a moment. I'm just going to pop that. It's vitally important. We just pop that onto that report. Okay. Was there any sustained abuse to yourself while you was there at Playfield House?
No.
Okay, so it was just a witness. And it's like, would you say, I need to ask you this now, would you say it's had an effect on you in regards to witnessing that when you was younger? Do you suffer from any anxiety, mental health, anything like
I've
that?
I'm in the process. There isn't an official testing in Scotland, but from the information I've gathered, I'm pretty sure I have autism and ADHD.
Okay, let me place that.
It's never picked up on as I was younger, but I'm pretty sure that's the case now.
Okay.
My granddaughter's been diagnosed with both as well.
Okay, place that answer out there for you. Give me a second. Okay. So what we will do now, I'm going to move on to your next care setting.
Yep.
I'm just going to save that there for you. I just need to ask you, when Playfield, was there any staff members at all that were aggressive towards yourself, or was you restrained in any way?
There was a few times they had to bring me back. I was always trying to escape. So I'd make a break for the fire exit and run across the field and things like that, so... Yeah, nothing majorly, but they did physically handle me and bring me back.
Okay, need to place on to there. Okay, bear with me a moment. Just pop that onto there. Give me a second. There we go. Okay, so I'm just going to move on to the next care setting. Okay.
Yes.
After Playfield House, you went to where?
Rimbleton House.
Wimbledon. W-I-M-B.
R-I-M-B.
Oh, yeah.
L-E-T-O-N.
So we've got records on that. Give me a moment. Yeah, I can see records for Rimbleton House. Okay. Is that in Glenrothes, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here. Give me a second. It has closed down. You might be able to know of that from records, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm still in the local area. I still live in Glenrothes, so I know it's closed. All right. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say you was there from 1991. Would you there till you was around about 16 or?
I'd left just after 16 and went into supported lodgings from there.
Okay. So you reckon you'd have been in there from around about 1994, would you reckon?
Possibly 93. My daughter was born in 95, so I was pregnant in 94.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, probably 93.
It's just a rough scale what they do. So the legal team, they'll be able to divulge into the records. They'll be able to get the exact dates. What we do, we just give it a range. So it's a date range of roughly where,
yeah,
how it
just
was.
Just to give them a rough guide,
Yeah, well, it's a rough guide, definitely, yeah, so they can pull anything up. Now, Rimbleton House, once again, we try not to go into too much detail because we totally understand that it can be a little bit distressing for some people when they head, when they're going back to the past. But was there any mental, physical or sexual abuse within Rimbleton House?
No sexual, but there was some mental and physical.
Okay, I need to put that on there. Give me a moment. And would this happen on a regular basis?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you recall, was this from staff members or was it from other children?
It was mostly staff members.
Okay. Sarah, I'm going to ask you, do you recall any staff members' names at all from back in the at that time?
Oh, very vaguely, the first name, Cairns, I think. But I could probably picture a few of them, but honestly don't worry about it.
We just a question we do need to ask. Now, would you witness also other children? Would they be being abused in any way?
Overpowering and straining, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, quite often.
Okay, I'll mention to you as well. So, when the legal team solicitors come back to you, basically what they'll do, they'll elaborate on each statement that you're giving me to at this moment in time. Right. There will be a statement that gets drafted for you. They'll read the statement to you. If you're happy with that and it matches some of the circumstances that you went through, then you can say that's perfectly fine. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do. If you'd like to take anything away, you can do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in regards to your adulthood, do you suffer with anxiety or trust issues or any PTSD?
Anxiety and trust, certainly. I wouldn't say I went as far as PTSD, but
okay.
I've had marks and downs.
Okay, I'll just put that on there. It's vitally important. Do you suffer with any mental health at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Been on and off the antidepressants for years.
Right, I need to put that on there as well. We've been on medication that will put you into the higher bracket of compensation, okay.
Thanks. I've probably been medicated for depression since I was in my 20s.
Okay, we'll put that on there. It's vitally important.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to leave that there. It's quite a bit we've gone through there in regards to the two places. Like I said for you, Sarah, the legal team will elaborate on statements for you, okay? As I mentioned to you, the average compensation is around about £45,000. It can be more than that, okay? We've had people that have received over £100,000 in regards to the cases, okay? Once again, unfortunately, it'll never heal any scars for you, Sarah, but it possibly will provide a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel or a bit of a brighter future for yourself, okay? With me being your case handler, once again, save my number. I'm always here if you've got any questions, okay? What I'm now going to do, we're going to get an authorisation email sent out to you, Sarah, state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you in regards to tell you how long it's going to take and how much they'll be going in for in regards to your case, okay? I just need to ask you, when you was in care, have you ever been known by any different names? Or has it always been Sarah Lawson?
It's always been Sarah Lawson, yeah.
That's fine. Let me just pop that on there. Then. That's fine.
Louise for a middle name, if that's helped for the records.
Oh, right, let me pop that on there. Give me a second. Just go back into your details. There we go, Louise. Okay. Terry, just bear with me. I'm just going to speak with the administrations in regards to the beneficiary side of things, okay? I don't want to push a case forward and it gets pulled back due to not being a beneficiary on there. Let me just double check, all right? Line will go silent. We'll be back with you in 30 seconds, Sarah. Thank you.
No worries.
Hi, Sarah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, yeah, just check with the admin team, administrations, in regards to the beneficiary, we can place no for now. With the legal team, they may ask you to place somebody down, either like a neighbour, friend, or anything like that, for the case to go forward. I think that section in regards to a beneficiary is massive. It's basically just if they get the payout and
am I not meant to be a beneficiary, though?
Sorry, no, so beneficiary is based on if anything was to happen to you and you couldn't receive the money, it would have to be paid to somebody else.
So, if I'm not here and I'm not receiving the money, it's not going to benefit me at all.
Oh, no, yeah, we understand that, yeah, but... So what happens in regards to beneficiaries? So, I'll try and explain it as best as I can. With the beneficiary, if you're placing a claim through, you get a payout, and then they say, right, well, you're going to be paid this money within, like, let's say, the next 3 months or something, and something was to happen to you, i.e. a death, they'd still have the legal right. They have to pay that money out, because if they placed in the claim, they can't give it back to the Scottish Government. Because they've accepted the claim, it has to go to somebody. That's the reason why they can't really send it back, if that makes sense. So they can't, that's the reason why
the
beneficiary...
The only family I still have is a younger brother, but he doesn't know anything about this.
Right, no, that's totally understandable. No, right. If there is nobody, once the legal team do contact you, just say, listen, there is nobody that I have, and they'll just basically put it down as ineligible in regards to the beneficiary. Okay? Right. So... I think what they'd do, they'd ask you, if anything was to happen to you, could you pick a charity that you'd like them
to
go to?
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah, that's the only way they'd get around it, really, legally.
Yes.
They'd possibly say, listen, if anything was to happen to you and the money was paid out, because you don't, as a legal team, they don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. None of us do.
You never know.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. So once it gets paid, if you can say, listen, I'll give you a charity. It's a charity that I'm close to or that I'm fond of. If anything did happen to me, touch wood, it never did, that's who I'd like it to go to. And that's what they do for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Great stuff. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you an email now. It's an authorization email. Have you got access to sarahlawson102@btinternet.com?
I do, yeah.
Great stuff. So... I'm just going to fire this out to you now. Authorization. State that you're happy with the legal team to contact you. It's just a click sign document. It's pretty straightforward. When it comes through, Sarah, just click on that and there'll be a sign button, electronic signature. So it's a squiggle with your finger and then press execute all documents and we receive that straight back while we're on the phone. So that's coming out to you now. Bear me one moment, Sarah. Brilliant. So that's been sent our end now. If you just check your email inbox for me, that'd be great. You receive it via text and email as well.
There we are.
if you do need any help or you get stuck, please just let me know and I'll be able to, because I can see it on our end, you see, so I'll be able to help you.
All right. So, but it goes through the separate parts, or?
No, so if you just scroll down, so it should have on there, if you just scroll down, it should be a sign button next to there. So underneath the sign button, there'll be like a little box where you pop a squiggle in. And then underneath that, there'll be a blue button that says execute all documents.
Yeah, did it sign in complete? Thank you, Victor.
Yeah, I'll just check that RN for you there, Sarah. Perfect. I can see that's been done. Okay. Last but not least, we'll need to place onto your report one form of ID and one form of proof of address. Okay. Ideally, we'd get our administration team to send you a message out via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all?
Yeah.
You do. Brilliant. I'm literally just having a look on system there with your number linked to your case. It says that number is not on WhatsApp. Do you have an old number that's linked to your WhatsApp at all?
Yeah, I will do, yeah.
So if you go onto your WhatsApp app, if you go onto your WhatsApp app and then if you go to account, it should bring up the number that's linked to your account.
Oh no, the old phone number that I had for years, I just had to change it last year. It'll be 07746.
Give me a second. Let me just pop that on there. 07746.
484.
044. 046. Let me just check that on system. Right, okay. It's still saying as well that number is not on a WhatsApp. Tell you what, would it be easier to use email for you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's not a problem at all. So what we need from you, just to complete your case file there, we need one form proof of address, so it can be any letter dated within the last 3 months, so January onwards. Yeah. And if you, in regards to photo ID, it can be a bus pass, it can be a driver's license, it can be a passport. Do you have any of them to hand, Sarah?
My driving license doesn't have my right address on it for just now.
It doesn't have your right address. Don't worry about that. So you can use that. You can use that as a photo ID,
yes,
and we can use any letter. We can use that. That's perfectly fine. So if you can take a picture of both of them separately, but with all four corners of the letter within the photo and all four corners of the driving license within the photo. And what I'm going to do, I'll just get our admin team to get you an email out now, and then you can reply back to that email. It'll come through to us, and I'll let you know when we receive them. I'm just going to place on hold for 30 seconds, Sarah. Okay, if you wish to go and take them photographs, I'll be back with you in a moment. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Sarah. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So we've now sent an email through to your email address. It will be ID and proof of address request. That should be within your inbox now. Once you click on that, you can click reply, and then you should be able to attach a photo to that. There should be like a paperclip button. Once you take
the
photos.
I have taken photos there, so sorry.
Sorry, Sarah, say that again. Apologies, I didn't hear that.
I said, I've just found the email and I have taken the photos, so I'm just...
Oh, brilliant stuff. Yeah, take your time. There's no rush. Take your time.
So am I just replying to the email with the pictures?
Yeah, you just reply with to the email with the photos, yeah. And that's everything completed then.
Where are we? I'm just trying to figure out who attached that.
Okay, you are on. Let me have a quick look for you. You're on BTInternet.com, aren't you? I'm not familiar with BT Internet. I'll Google it for you, though.
I think I've got it. No, you're okay. I think I've got it.
Have you done it? Yeah, that's fine.
I think so, yeah. What I'll do is... I'll send that, and you can let me know if it's okay.
Yeah, no problem. I can see it on our inbox here. Bear with me a second. There we go, Sarah. Bear me a moment.
No worries.
Just a quick view of that. Set the date on it. Absolutely perfect. 2026, that's fine. Yep, absolutely perfect. Okay. So, Sarah, that is everything completed our end now, okay? Once again, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. If you need any updates, if you've got any questions whatsoever, save this number. Okay, and do please give me a call. Do not hesitate to give me a call. I'll explain what's going to happen to you now. So legal team will contact you within 7 to 14 days, okay? You're going to be allocated a caseworker. They're going to let you know how long the process is going to take. It roughly maximum is between 8 and 12 months from start to finish, okay? And they'll have a discussion with you to let you know how much in regards to the redress compensation they're going in for yourself, okay? They will charge 20% for their legal fees. So if they was going in for 100,000, they'd receive 20,000, you receive 80,000. Does that make
sense? Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
That's so it's capped as well. It can't be any more than that, okay? It's capped at 20%. Now, there are some legal teams, or if you're going to go through redress, it can be 25, 30%. But MME Legal is capped at 20%. You'll receive all the information regarding that from the legal team before you accept anything, okay? I am going to make you aware as well, there are three ways you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid from the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement, okay? We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
When you receive a caseworker call, it'll be from an 0161 number. So you keep an eye out for that. What I'm going to do as well for your security, I'm going to place a password onto your report. So only you, me and the solicitor will know what that password is. If you receive any call and you think it's a little bit suspicious, all you need to say is, do you know my password? If you don't know your password, you put the phone down and it gives you some security. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's ideal.
What would you like your password to be? It can be anything, favourite colour, it can be literally anything.
Or
you can put a name, or you can put numbers.
Waterfall,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so place that on there, waterfall. If you, for any reason, you think the call's suspicious, just say, do you know my password? And if they don't, put the phone down, because I've saved that password to your case file now. And it's some security for you, and it's some security for us. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Brilliant. So, Sarah, do you have any questions at all?
I don't think so. Nope.
No? Covered all bases?
I think so, yeah.
Brilliant stuff. If there is anything that you think of, do not hesitate to give me a call, all right?
I will do. Thank
you
very
much. You just need to wait now from your call from the legal team and your caseworker, and that should be within the next 7 or so days. All right.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Sarah. Enjoy the rest of your week. Take care now.
You too. Thanks again. Bye.
Bye.